Hello everyone, welcome to PDC 2009, day two. I'm here with Steve Marks. Steve, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Excellent. So we're going to talk about interoperability. So why don't you give us a high-level perspective of Windows Azure's interoperability promise and openness?
Sure. So it's a way of introduction. My name is Steve Marks, and I'm a technical strategist on the Windows Azure team. The title technical strategist means next to nothing, but what I do spend a lot of time, as you know, is I spend a lot of time talking to customers about the technologies they're using, how they're using the cloud, how they'd like to use the cloud, and that's led me to become fairly involved with our interoperability story, because one of the things people have come and said is, I like what you guys are doing in the cloud, I like the benefits that I can get, but I don't always write all of my code in .NET. I have some other things, and I'm wondering, can I get those same benefits from there? And so this PDC, we've made a lot of noise with our announcements around interoperability and what we're doing with PHP, Eclipse, MySQL, Java, and just generally how we've opened up that programming model to allow really anything that you can bring. I saw someone running Ruby on Rails very recently, and now that we've sort of expanded that programming model, people can do lots of things, and we've made some of those things easier, and actually that's a lot of the work that you've been involved with our team,
right?
Is building some of those things.
Right, absolutely. So, yeah, like you said, empowering developers from PHP, Eclipse, and Java has been our biggest goal from an interoperability standpoint. So what we did was basically came up with a sort of a speed dial for PHP developers to target Windows Azure from their favorite development tools. So basically, we decided to provide a tooling experience from Eclipse for PHP developers to have a first-class experience writing their application targeting Windows Azure and publish that to Windows Azure as well. So some of the things that we were able to hook into Windows Azure was thanks to the openness of Windows Azure platform, primarily the storage, Windows Azure storage, through its RESTful internet-friendly protocol, we were able to create helper classes in PHP. That made PHP developers to write a strongly typed classes within their application development. The other thing that we also announced today as part of PDC is essentially the PHP SDK for the App Fabric. As many of you might know, App Fabric is a new name for .NET services. Essentially, it is a set of classes to target the service bus and the access control service. So all in all, we have a pretty good story for open source developers writing applications in PHP, Java, and Eclipse to target Windows Azure.
Yeah, and
I know.
One thing that I just wanted to interject here is that one of the cool things about the work that your team has been doing is that it validates kind of a design decision that we made in the Windows Azure team, which was that our interest is in getting people using the platform and getting people using our rich management and our storage and things like that. How people get at them, we'd like them to use the tools that they feel are best. Now, our strategy for that has largely been to build primitives into the platform that are very simple and very interoperable. Like you mentioned, you called out sort of the REST API for storage. And one of the things that feels really good being on the Windows Azure team is to see how you and some of our partners have taken that forward and actually delivered solutions that are workable for that. And to me, it means that we're doing some of the right things in the platform at the low level. And then, of course, the places where it's difficult or whatever, just give us feedback.
Absolutely,
on what we need to change.
Absolutely. I think the other thing that you mentioned was also particularly with respect to Eclipse tooling, where we've introduced the concept of Storage Explorer. This was possible thanks to the Java SDK. Mm-hmm. That really accesses the RESTful interfaces from Windows Azure Storage. So the Storage Explorer is essentially an implementation, a validation of Java SDK.
Yeah.
As you might recall, yesterday at the keynote, we also demonstrated the WordPress plugin for Windows Azure Storage. That is another acid test for the PHP SDK. So essentially, it's an implementation of the PHP SDK as well. I know that you guys did a phenomenal job. There were a couple of sessions where you really went too deep into these technologies. Particularly, there was one session focusing on PHP, MySQL. There was another one that you drove focusing on Java. Could you tell us a little bit about those sessions?
Yeah, so those were the two sessions we... I did the Java session first. We actually started, we had back to back in the same room, so I got to do Java, and we actually had a lot of people who stuck around then and were interested in both, which was interesting because when you think of sort of the set of people who are interested in PHP development and the set of people who are interested in Java development, you might expect that there's not a lot of overlap, but I was surprised to see that a lot of people were really interested in the interop story, and so they were coming to both to kind of understand the full picture. So in my talk, I used that Java SDK that you mentioned, you know, the client library for storage, and I used what this solution accelerator we have called the Tomcat Solution Accelerator, which just helps you to get started running the Tomcat server in Windows Azure. So instead of IIS as you would in the .NET world, using Tomcat. You don't have to use Tomcat, you could use something else, but that's where, you know, we have the accelerator that just helps you get started. So I did that. So I used storage, I used Tomcat Accelerator, just got some stuff up and running in the cloud. My coworkers, Mohit and Tushar, took the stage for the PHP and MySQL talk. It probably should have been called PHP, MySQL, and Memcached, because that was another big thing that they showed. And they used solution accelerators for Memcached and for MySQL, and they used the tooling that we've been talking about in Eclipse and the PHP storage library to get things running like MediaWiki, running full end-to-end PHP for the front end, MySQL in the back, Memcached as a caching layer in the middle. I think that surprised a lot of people. I hope that turned a lot of heads and people realized that we're actually serious about this. This isn't just we wanted to check a box that said we're interoperable. We're really committed to making this a good platform for people on whatever tools they like.
Right, that's great. One of the things that really amazed me was the way Mohit did project conversion. He brought in a MediaWiki application from a different hosting provider, brought it into Eclipse, and clicked convert into Windows Azure. It seamlessly migrated the app into Windows Azure environment. That was pretty neat, and I know these are all open source projects as well, released under mostly under MSPL licensing model as well as Apache 2 licensing model. All of them can be obtained from one single source.
WindowsAzure.com/interoperability, and that's the place. That's got everything. That has those client SDKs for storage. It has the Eclipse tooling. It has the Java SDK as well as the PHP, and it has all the solution accelerators. So it has Memcached, it has MySQL, it has Tomcat. So it's really all in one place. And we plan to add more content there as we have it. And so that's the place if you're interested in this. Stop by. The URL is windowsazure.com/interoperability.
That's great, and thank you for being here today. And as always, these are all open source projects, and we'll continue to evolve and keep checking this page for more updates as well. Thank you.